We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Avoidas Elilim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. Nimtzo Sheho Akum Heim Bebechinas Hamedame V'Yisrael Bebechinas HaSeichel. So therefore the non-Jews, compared to the Jewish people, are referred to as Medame, and the Jewish people are referred to as Bechinas Seichel. V'Alkein Ikaruhu Avoidas Zorei Tzel Ho Akum. And this is why the concept of Avodah Zorah is natural when it comes to the non-Jews. Kama shekosuv asher cholak lohem, which Hashem designated for them. Ki ikar ho Avodah Zorah hu mikoyach hamedame kanal. Because we said the main way that Avodah Zorah is functioning in the world is based on koyach hamedame. V'al kein ho akum shein bebechinas hamedame heim kroivim usmuch mal Avodah Zorah moid. Therefore, the non-Jews, who are also medame, there's a natural connection between them and Avodah Zorah. Ve'ein yecholim lotzeis mimevuchoseihem. And it's they cannot get out of their confusion. Kiyim al yedei Yisroel. Other than with the help of the Jewish people. Kishiyivatlu atzmon lagabi Yisroel. When they're zeichet to nullify themselves, to become subservient to the Jewish people, kemoi shehamedame eino yochel hezbarer kim al yedei haseichel v'kanal. Just like the medame can't function 100% properly unless it's under the control and guidance of the seichel. V'alkein avodah zorah shelakum neeseres miyad tekef shasor. And it's for this reason that an idol that's designated by a non-Jew becomes forbidden immediately, becomes osur bahano immediately as soon as he designates it, even before he worships it. Kamo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, psile elokeihem, kivon shepsoloi nase elokai. The Gemara says, as soon as he fashions it, as soon as the goy forms the idol, it becomes Elokah. It's already considered an idol, and it's off-limits. Kamo Yisham Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara says, Ki tekev sheho akum choylek atzmoy mi Yisrael, v'oise li atzmoy pesel, hi nazis avodah zorah miyad. Because as soon as the non-Jew separates himself from the Jew, and makes for himself, he fashions for himself an idol, it becomes an idol immediately. Kishom eitzel ho'akum ikra mekoimu avodah zorah, ki heim bebechinas hamedame, sheshom ikra avodah zorah kanal. Because avodah zorah, again, the place for avodah zorah is the non-Jews. It's a natural fit between them. Rak sheyesh loy koyach levatel atzmoy velioyis merkovel Yisrael shebechinas haseichel. It's just that the non-Jew also has the ability to nullify himself and to become a vessel for the Jew, to become subservient to the Jew, which is the Seichel. Avol tekev kishois el yatzmai avodah zorah v'cholek atzmai mehem, nasis avodah zorah memeila miyad. However, as soon as the goy decides not to be part of the Jew, he separates himself, then he becomes naturally connected to avodah zorah because that's his place. And this is what's hinted to in the words of our rabbis, Shedorshu, who expound on the words psile elokeihem, kevon shepsoloi nas elokai kanal. As soon as he forms it, it becomes eloka. Kevon shepsoloi daiko. Dahainu shepsoloi vachatochoi mishoroshoi. The moment that the goy fashions and cuts off. The word psoloi means to shape, and the word livsol also means to separate. As soon as he separates himself from his shoyrish, dahinu sheposal v'chotach hamedame me'asechel, meaning he separates the medame from its roots, which is sechel, alidei sheosal v'atzmoy pesel, by fashioning an idol for himself, azai nasis avodah zorah miyad. The idol becomes an idol immediately, even before it's worshipped. Ki tekef kishenifsak mi Yisrael, Bekal nas avodah zarah kanalam. Because the moment that the non-Jew decides to separate himself from the Jew completely, it's very easy for him to connect to avodah zarah. Aval avodah zarah shel Yisrael ein asura ad sheteyoved. Whereas an idol that's designated by a Jew does not become osur until it's actually served, until it's actually worshipped. Ki Yisrael heim bebechinas heoras hagavnen, bechinas hasechel. Because the Jewish people are associated with that light that's found in gold and silver, that spiritual light, which is associated with sechel. Urechoike me avodah zarah, and a Jew is naturally distant from avodah zarah. Therefore, it's not easy for the Jew to uproot himself, to separate himself from Sechel, and to go over to the side of Medameh. Because in his place of origin, in his roots, the Jew is very far from Avodah Zorah. Ki hu bebechinas Sechel kanal, the Jew is associated with Sechel. And it's for this reason that an idol fashioned by a Jew does not become forbidden until he actually worships it. Because the term la'avod, which means to work or to serve, is associated with medame, which is asiyah, avdus. V'chol ho'avoidos digdusho, shetzrichen la'avoidos Hashem Yisborach b'uvdo b'asiyah daiko, hakol hu b'shvil birur ha'medame. And when we talk about serving Hashem, avoidas Hashem, or work that a Jew has to do for Hashem, that's in order to purify the medame, to make a tikkun for the medame. She'enoi mezbora kiyem al yidei asiyah v'avdus, whereby the medame does not get its tikkun unless the Jew experiences avdus, working, servitude. Ula hefech al yidei shoivet avodah zarah b'uvdah chas v'shalom. Whereas if chas v'shalom, if a Jew does the opposite of serving Hashem or working Hashem, if the Jew decides to work for or to serve avodah zarah, oz nimshach koyach avodah zarah, then he activates this power of avodah zarah, vazai asura oilomes. Exactly. When the Jew decides to serve this item, this piece of gold or silver or whatever it is that he designated for avodah zarah, that's when he really turns on the power of avodah zarah and it becomes forbidden permanently. Ki b'mokoyim sheyesh kedusha yesera, yesh shom achiza sasit rachra b'yoyzer kiyodua. Because as we mentioned earlier, wherever there is a higher level of holiness, the Sitra Achra tries to go after that also more, because it realizes it's a bigger catch in a sense. Ki bevadai ha'odom yesh loy bechira, because most certainly a human being has free choice. Vafilu Yisrael sherochoik b'sharosh me'avodizor lagamri, and therefore even a Jew who in his roots, in his place of origin, is very far from avodah zarah, has nothing to do with avodah zarah, aval af al pikein habechira chofshis. Despite that, he still has free choice. Ukishem ezgaber boy hamedame ad she'oved avodah zarah bepoel. And when the forces of medame become so strong in the Jew, to the point where the Jew actually worships an idol in action, then that object, that avodah zarah, becomes forbidden permanently by the fact that the Jew served it, he worshipped it. Ki ho avdus bebechinas hamedame kanal. Because again, serving is associated with medame avodah, which means working or serving, servitude, eved, is associated with medame, vazai asura oilam is kanal, and then the item becomes permanently forbidden. We know, for example, that the 6 days of the week are a much lower level than Shabbos. Shabbos represents Sechel. On Shabbos, a Jew's brain is on a much higher level. He has the Neshama Yisera. He has an additional soul that he doesn't have during the week. And therefore, his Sechel is expanded in a very big way. Whereas the 6 days of the week are referred to as avoido, work days, working days. Sheishes yomim ta'avoid. So that again, the 6 days of the week represent medame, Shabbos represents the sechel. So that again, when we talk about avoido zoro, when a Jew works, worships an idol, that's when he really activates that power of medame in it, and then the thing becomes permanently forbidden. Paragraph Dalid, V'alkein lo yotzu Yisrael mimitzrayim ad shesholu mihem klei kesev klei zov u'smolois. This is why the Jewish people did not leave Egypt until they first borrowed from their Egyptian neighbors all their gold and silver and clothing. Kama Shekosev, as the Torah tells us, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber no bo'oznei om, please speak to the Jewish people, the Yishalu, and have them borrow from their Egyptian neighbors all of their gold and silver and everything. Ki paroi u'mitzrayim zebechinas haklipois. Because paroi and the Egyptians represent klipa, the forces of tuma, klipa, the shell that surrounds the fruit, which is called medame, bechinas koyach hamedame, kama shekosuv ba'toyra vayhimi keitz, as Rabbeinu Zal also points out in chapter 54 in the first half of Likut Imran, sheparoi u'mitzrayim heim bechinas hamedame, that paroi and the Egyptians, compared to the Jewish people, they represented this medame. Sheze ikra, Rabbeinu Zal shows they had the word medame, the word paroi, has a translation that's associated with medame. Sheze ikar hagolus. And this is the main concept of exile. Keshe hakoyach hamedame, shemishom kol hataivois vabilbulim, mizgaber al Yisroel shehu haseichel kanal. The Jewish people, we said, represent seichel. When the forces of the goyim, when the physical desires of this world trap the Jewish people, when the Jews are trapped in that or they're steeped in that, that's the concept of the medame taking over the sechel. V'zeh b'chinas goydel ho'avdus shel Mitzrayim shehavidu es b'nei Yisrael b'forech. This is why the Torah emphasizes very much the avoida that the Jews did in Egypt, the work, the servitude, the slavery that they were enslaved during the time that they were in Egypt. The Torah makes a point of saying that they worked very hard, avoidas porech, back-breaking labor. Kama shekosuv tichbad hu avoida. As the Torah points out that when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen came to Paroi to ask him to free the Jews, he said, not only am I not going to free them, but now they're going to work much harder. They embittered the lives of the Jews with avoido kosho, hard labor. Chomer levenin ki ikaro ho avdus v'amarirus shesoiv lemroiv ho'ilam horit v'machra momoin shame. Because the main slavery and servitude and bitterness that the majority of people that are chasing after money, that are worshipping money in the wrong way, they're chasing after it to excess. Shehem avodim liatzmon, whereby these people are enslaved to themselves. Umeshabdim imatzmon bekoishi, they force themselves to work very hard. Umemorim eschayatzmon bavoida kosha, and they embitter their lives with hard labor. Bechoymeru bilveinim sheboinim liatzmon with building. The Jews in Egypt were forced to build these big, these huge cities. Rav Nosal says we have people today who are enslaved to themselves. They're also building these huge homes. That in order to build these huge homes, they can't, it's not enough for them to work 8 hours a day. They have to work 16 hours a day. They have to have jobs which preoccupy their mind day and night, where they can't free themselves at all to spend time with their family or to study Torah or anything like that. They become totally swallowed up. They build for themselves these huge homes, these huge estates, like Pisum and Ramses in Egypt, which were considered, you know, these cities of treasury. In order to embitter their lives in them. There are people who think that these people are happy once they build these big homes, that they're happy in their big homes. But if we look carefully, if we study these people and we study their lives, we see that it doesn't stop there at all. They're not happy. They're bitter about what they don't have. Even if they have this, they're always feeling, they're always looking at what they don't have, or somebody else who has more than them or better than them. Uvechol avoido basoden, all kinds of work in the fields, it says about the Jewish people. It says that they built these huge cities and they were working out in the fields. Rav Nosson Zal says the Torah is not a history book. It's not telling us things that happened thousands of years ago. It's talking about what people are experiencing today. The avoida basoda sheim noim venodim tomid al pnei asoda. This refers to the fact that these people are always being forced to travel. They can't spend time at home. Even once they build these palaces and everything, they don't even get to use them that much because they're always on the go. They're always traveling. Bidrochim rechoikim, to distant places. Vesoivlim merirus hashibud mo'oid mo'oid. And they suffer the bitterness of this enslavement, this in a huge way. Shehem bi'atzma mishabdem bi'atzman, whereby they enslave themselves. Nobody's forcing them to do this. They impose this on themselves as if I have to have this. I have to know, it's based on where I'm living. If I'm living in America today, if I'm living here, I have to have certain things. Can't have a family without three or four cars. Have to have at least two homes. Have to have at least a have to have that, have to have to have to that, have to. With that forced slavery. And have to travel, can't stay at home during the winter. I have to go to Florida, you know, have to have the summer, you know, where I go during the summer, I go during the winter, and where I go in between. I have to have at least three places. V'akoil bo mikoyach hamedame. And all of this is coming not from a place of real intellect, it's coming from medame, which is a lower level of intellect. Shehu b'chinas golus mitzrayim, which is the concept of the exile, the slavery that the Jews experienced in Egypt, b'chol odom u'b'chol zman. And this applies to all people in all times. This is not just thousands of years ago. This is today. This is in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 80s, in the 90s, in the year 2000. This is the culture. This is the secular culture. And this is the way society is made to think. This is not the real seichel. This is not seichel d'gdusha, where a person is completely happy with what they have. They know that while they're in this world, while a person is living in this physical world, they're in transit. When you're in transit, you travel light. The less is more. Not looking to dig in your feet and to make permanent roots all over the place. Shezeh hamedame. Mate umevalvel esodom betaivois uvemoisrois. This koyach hamedame, this imagination, this fantasy, this lower level seichel messes up the person and gets the person involved in all kinds of physical desires and all kinds of excesses, moisrois, excesses, things that are not really necessary. A person could easily live without it and live better without it. Live better with less. And it enslaves the person to force the person to work very hard. Because the main concept of work, struggle and slavery is only in medame. In seichel, when a person has real seichel, they're not struggling, they're not suffering. Seichel is freedom. Rabbeinu Zalman brings this in a few places in Likutei Moran. When a person zecha, just like Shabbos, Shabbos represents a higher level of seichel. On Shabbos, we're completely free from work. We don't have to work at all. Whereas when a person is not in seichel, when a person falls into medame, then they become enslaved in servitude. And they think they have to have all kinds of things that they don't really have to have. And this drives them and forces them to struggle and work more and more and more and try harder to keep up with the Joneses or all kinds of silly reasons that are forcing them to struggle and to feel the bitterness of life in this world. Ve'ikarat tikun shel golus Mitzrayim ha'idei b'chinas Yosef kemavur b'divrei Rabbi Sanazal b'kama koimos. And who was the one who provided the solution to the golus Mitzrayim when the going got real rough in Egypt, when Egypt experienced famine? Who was the one who saved the country and saved the world and certainly saved the Jewish people? It was Yosef HaTzadik. She'ikar geulas Mitzrayim ha'idei Yosef. And we know the main one that's credited with helping the Jews leave Egypt completely was Yosef HaTzadik. K'may she'kosov, as the Torah says, Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoy. What was the battering ram that Moshe Rabbeinu used to blast out of Egypt, to get the Jews out of Egypt? Where the Gemara says that for over 1,000 years, not a single slave ever escaped Egypt. And here 600,000 people walked out in broad daylight. What was the battering ram that Moshe Rabbeinu used to accomplish this? It was the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. Hainu ki Yosef hu bechinas tzdoko la'aniyim hagunim. Because Yosef HaTzadik is the symbol of giving charity to the proper people, to people who are really worthy and deserving of it. K'moshe kosev, as the Torah tells us, that when Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik came down to Egypt, when Yaakov Avinu and his sons came down to Egypt, what did Yosef HaTzadik do for them? They were poor at the time, famine. It was a time of famine. What did Yosef HaTzadik do for them? He supported them. He sustained them. As the Pasuk says, Vayechalkel Yosef Esechov, Yosef HaTzadik supported his brothers. So Yosef symbolizes tzedakah. We had mentioned earlier in this halacha, we quoted from Likutei Moran that Rabbeinu Zal explains that how does a person get out of medame? How does a person bring forth the light, the real light that's found in money? When he gives charity from his money, when he gives tzedakah from his money, because tzedakah is gedula saboire. Tzedakah shows the great, it shows that this is Hashem's money. Until a person gives charity, he could be under the misconception that I worked for this, I worked so hard, it's my money, my. The minute the person takes a chunk of that and gives it away, the person would say, what person in his right mind does such a thing? What are you, crazy? You worked so hard to get this, and who did you get it for? For yourself, or at most for your family. Now you're taking some of this and giving it to stranger, giving it to someone else? The only justification could be for that is if a person knows it's not mine, this is Hashem's, and Hashem is a partner, and Hashem is gracious and generous to be willing to accept a 10-90 relationship. Hashem says, let's be partners. I'll take 10, you take 90. And if that's not good for you, if you're not willing to do that, Hashem says, no problem. I'll reverse it. I'll take the 90 and you'll be left with the 10. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "Hainu she'efsher lihinotzel mimerirus hashibud shel bilbul hamedame." It's impossible for a person to save himself from the bitterness and the enslavement that comes from medame, that comes from the lower level thinking in this world. Shehu b'chinas golus Mitzrayim, which is represented also by the exile, by the enslavement to the Jewish people, like what they experienced when they were in Egypt. Kiim al yedei shemarbin b'tzdoko laniyim agunim. Unless a person is zoiche to give a lot of charity to people, poor people who are really deserving of it, really worthy of it. V'oz nistakein kol memoinoi. And then, not only the charity, the 90%, the money that he's left with, his own money, now glows and shines. It's purified. He rectified it. Umeirin hagavnin shebekesev ezohov. And the lights, the spiritual light that's found in the gold and silver, shines. Shehem gedula sabayris bar, which is the greatness of Hashem. Shaydeze nichne hamedame kanal. And that's what subdues and defeats the medame. The medame, again, is one definition of it is what drives a person to want more. That power of imagination, fantasy. People imagine that the grass is greener on the other side. He has a wife. He thinks somebody else's wife is better. That girl, that's what's gonna satisfy him. He has a house? No, the other house. He needs a second house or a third house or five houses. Then he'll be satisfied. Then he'll be. That's all that medame, that imagination, that fantasy, which the tikkun for it is gedulas habayre. When a person is zeichet to reveal the presence of Hashem, then the person is zeichet to sechel. Then the person realizes, wow, that was a joke. That was a dream. That was fantasy land. I thought that was, but it's baloney. What I have is the best. That's what's really best. And what I have is what I need. If I needed something else, Hashem would give it to me. The fact that I don't have that shows that I don't need it.